This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Congress has opened President Trump's impeachment trial. We get details from Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
It was a day full of extraordinary scenes in the Senate chamber.
With the permission of the Senate, I will now read the articles of impeachment.
Starting with Congressman Adam Schiff and six other House prosecutors presenting the Senate with the articles, accusing the president of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Will all senators now stand or remain standing? And raise their right hand.
And Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in lawmakers who will serve as jurors, reciting an oath calling on them to do impartial justice. Not long after, the president predicted a speedy trial.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Opening statements will start Tuesday. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, a nonpartisan congressional watchdog group said that the White House violated federal law by withholding security aid approved by lawmakers for Ukraine. Reuters' Zachary Gelman has details.
The nonpartisan Government Accountability Office set a temporary hold on $391 million of assistance placed by the White House's Office of Management and Budget was, quote, not permitted. Writing, faithful execution of the law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law. The decision by the GAO delivers a blow to the president just as his impeachment trial gets underway. Democrats accused Trump of abusing his office by withholding the aid in order to pressure Ukraine into digging up dirt on his political opponents. The GAO is a nonpartisan arm of Congress. Its findings have no legally binding authority and it has no prosecutorial power.
That's Zachary Gelman of Reuters reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The government